We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More bad news for the Boy Scouts. We have the story.
No arrests reported in Wichita's latest homicide. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A new plan in Topeka would help foster children earn a degree. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we soared to 67 degrees in Wichita for the high, but much colder air has begun to move in, and we may even start today with some flurries. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Flooding is taking a toll in much of the southern part of the U.S. Especially hard hit is the area in and around Jackson, Mississippi, along the Pearl River.
The Pearl River has reached historic levels, causing neighborhoods to flood. Roads are blocked off. Mailboxes are barely visible. Lily Smith has lived in the Jackson community for over 20 years and said the floods have come close, but never like this. Smith says her house isn't looking too good.
Maybe about a foot or two going into my house. So who knows how, like I said, what the damage is inside.
Like many residents, Smith had to evacuate from her home last week. Smith says she's happy to have flood insurance, and the city currently has a shelter open for evacuees in Jackson, Mississippi. Jayla Woodfill, Fox News.
Now more headaches expected with more rains in the forecast for the region this week.
The Boy Scouts are filing for bankruptcy.
Hundreds of sex abuse lawsuits put on hold as the Boy Scouts of America is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The organization's been under fire, facing scores of lawyers looking for settlements on behalf of thousands of men who say they were molested by scout leaders years ago. The organization could be forced to raise money for a compensation fund that could total more than $1 billion. A spokesman for the national group claims scouting will go on, saying local councils are not filing for bankruptcy because they are legally separate organizations. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police report no suspects in custody in a fatal shooting in southwest Wichita Sunday morning. It happened in the 1700 block of South Glen. The victim identified as 35-year-old James Winston. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will begin discussions on what to do with the space that was the Clap Golf Course on the southeast side of town. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
Yeah, I understand that there are people who think or feel that they're not getting their fair share from the city. So this is a chance to really really reverse that trend, make sure that, what we replace Clap with is going to be something awesome.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Kansas lawmakers are working on a plan to ensure foster children earn a degree.
The Senate Committee on Education is discussing a bill that will require the Department of Children and Families and the State Board of Education to create a yearly report on how foster children are performing in schools.
Once we start to glean that information, we are going to be better positioned to put into place interventions so that the schools are really able to help the kids that are in foster care with their academic as well as their social and emotional needs.
Senator Molly Baumgartner, a Lewisburg Republican, tells KSN News the committee is also considering waiving tuition fees for high school students in foster care that are also taking college courses. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. doctors are working to make sure that Americans who have been or are currently abroad are not subjected to the deadly coronavirus outbreak.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health told Fox's Neil Cavuto the effort to get hundreds of people back to the U.S. from a cruise ship in Japan highlights the danger.
There was transmission of infection. Whether or not it was post the quarantine process or not is unclear.
But there are still Americans exposed abroad. Dr. William Walters of the State Department says some 60 or so are still in Japan, They're also watching
a little over 200 American citizens that remain in Cambodia pending onward travel.
One American who disembarked there was positively diagnosed this past Saturday. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Topeka police say a man was run over and killed in a field near a walking trail. Lieutenant Manny Munoz said witnesses reported hearing an argument Monday afternoon before seeing a vehicle run over a person and drive away. Munoz says officers found an adult male suffering from injuries near the Soldier Trail. He died at a Topeka hospital. Munoz says the driver was located a short time later and was being questioned. KNSS News, I'm now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Jayhawks on the mark last night in Lawrence. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Wichita, the most affordable place for renters. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. 31 degrees. The latest Kansas rent report from the website Rent Cafe shows that apartment rates in most of the state cities flatlined or even decreased in January. Wichita remains the most affordable city for renters in the state and the country, with an average rent of $662. The most expensive rent in Kansas can be found in Prairie Village, where the average rent is $1,270. Lenexa is number two, followed by Overland Park.
A couple returning home with their adopted infant got an in-flight baby shower.
Dustin Moore of Buena Park, California, taking to Twitter to describe a recent Southwest Airlines flight returning home with his wife and their new bundle of joy, an adopted newborn. After sharing their story with a few others, Moore explains a flight attendant came over the intercom telling passengers they had a special guest, their little girl. He says the whole cabin erupted in cheers, the attendant also asking folks to write some words of advice for the new parents on their napkins. Moore collecting the notes, he reveals he and his wife have been trying for a child for 9 years, adding they were speechless by the outpouring of love. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An Indiana man thinks crime pays.
Donald Murray believes that crime pays so much that he has that tattooed to his forehead. But Terre Haute, Indiana police say his latest mugshot sporting the tattoo proves that it's wrong. He was busted for possession of drugs, reckless driving, and resisting arrest following a short chase. It was just the latest time the cops arrested him. He was last put into handcuffs just last month. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, the gasoline prices in Wichita averaging about $2.13 a gallon, averaging about $2.15 a gallon. I did spot $2.13, a little bit lower there. $2.13 I saw at Kellogg and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And the forecast with Kansas KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our chance of flurries will come to an end here early on, and with a gradual clearing sky, it'll be breezy today with a high 46. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, our low 25, and then clouding up on Wednesday, our high just 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a north wind at gusting to 13 miles per hour and 31 degrees. 8:11, Stephen Ted in the morning. A Washington State woman who unsuccessfully ran for mayor of Colorado Springs in 2019 has been accused of trying to kidnap a three-week-old baby. The 38-year-old, who, according to authorities, went by several aliases, was released on $50,000 bond and is expected to be arraigned today. Juliet Parker and her teenage daughter are suspected of posing as photographers and drugging a new mother to try and steal her infant. Since her arrest, authorities tell CBS News more than 10 people say Parker came to their homes to take photos. Investigators believe she was searching for the baby she wanted to steal. 8:11 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. And with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso to talk about something that's going on in Michigan, where the Secretary of State has an idea to, I guess, help people vote. Good morning, Jeff. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. Good morning to you. Yeah, the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, she's urging businesses, private businesses in Michigan, to give their workers a paid day off on November 3rd by making election days paid company holidays so that employees can vote, they can volunteer as poll workers and exercise their civic duties to have their voices heard. We saw similar moves in other places last year, including Wayne State University in Michigan, that announced a similar move to make the presidential election a holiday. At least one state Democrat in Michigan already has a bill pending that would make regularly scheduled election days paid holidays. 23 other states, filed 47 bills related to election day holidays. So this isn't just centering around Michigan. This is part of a broader measure to get more people to vote. We've seen measures fail up on Capitol Hill surrounding paid holidays. But 13 states have adopted Election Day as a paid holiday for state employees as of last year. So Election Day is a public holiday in Delaware, Hawaii, Kentucky, Louisiana, Montana, New Jersey, New York, and West Virginia, also Puerto Rico, though rules vary between states. Louisiana, for example, has even-numbered election years in November. Those are public school holidays, so public workers. Other states like New York and Oklahoma, they offer 2 to 3 hours of paid leave so that workers can get out and go vote. But we're talking about public employees, not private employees, for which businesses would be on the hook for, you know, upwards of whatever their capacity is in production. If you've got a massive company, you know, it could mean thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of dollars of loss of productivity if you've got an issue, a company holiday to get people to vote.
Yeah, there is the rub, isn't it? Private companies don't have the ability to just, hey, take a whole day off, and you know, they're not going to do that. And it seems to me as a private employee, Jeff, that if they do that in my state, I'm being discriminated against, am I not?
Well, it certainly is an argument that could be made. Perhaps if these lawmakers are serious about getting something passed, they could make it a state paid holiday, yeah, whether it's a public employee or private employee, and taxpayers can foot the bill. Okay. I'm not sure how well that would go, but that, you know, in the interest of fairness. But look, you know, voting isn't all that hard to do, and you know, there's extended hours, there's absentee ballots, many ways where people can have their voices be heard without having to take the day off. Although, come on, I mean, who doesn't want a day off, right?
Excellent point, because they've made it so easy to vote. You can do it by mail. I do it 4 or 5 days before on my way home from work. I mean, it's so easy that there's no excuse for not doing it, going out and voting, that I can think of.
Yeah, and we'll see. I haven't seen any proof that in these states that have made voting a public holiday, I haven't seen any proof that it gets more people to the polls. And so, you know, we've seen statistically low numbers throughout the years. Does this mean that everybody gets up and all of a sudden is amped up to exercise their civic duty to vote? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Make a little sacrifice. It's a smaller sacrifice to vote, and you think about all the terrific people who have come before us in this great land that have made some really big sacrifices. So you have the right to do that, Jeff. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. I was offering an opinion there, and you notice how quick those guys from Network back away from that. don't want your opinion here. It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted, and Ted wasn't here Monday. You took the day off on President's Day, Ted, but I was talking Monday about the fact that Saturday, my son Scott and my grandson Reese and I went to see the movie 1917.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you seen that yet?
Have not.
And we're just
all I've heard is very positive reports.
It's a good movie. I'm glad that I didn't take my wife, because it's a little bit too realistic when it comes to the war scenes, if you know what I mean. But it's the way, if you go and know that you know a lot about film, you'll see it's really interesting the way they shot all these scenes. I mean, it looks like you never really have an edit for about a couple hours. So that was fascinating. But it's a good story. It's a good yarn, and it's very, very well done. So if you get a chance, 1917, kind of poignant in that. Of course, my son is retired Air Force, and my grandson's in the Air Guard. He left the next day to go to Texas for 6 months. To do some training down there, and so they're military guys, and we had a great interest in all the wars and World War One. And this was this was terrific. I mean, it was, these guys are English soldiers, and these two guys are supposed to take a message to another. Anyway, I won't get to the story, but it's pretty good. It's a pretty good story. 1917. I would recommend it, but don't take anybody with a squeezy stomach. We'll put it that way. 817 now,
Steve. Well, remember we had that our question on our poll on our website. A huge number of people voted for that for Best Picture.
That's a good picture. Good film. All right, coming up on 818 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward here, and the Jayhawks keep rolling along, right, Ted?
Yeah, a little men's basketball action last night on ESPN Big Monday for third-ranked Kansas, the Jayhawks hosting Iowa State. And KU, which has been kind of a monster on defense lately, kind of did a little both last night. Scored a ton of points, made a lot of shots, and had a very good defensive effort, especially in the second half of this game. Of course, you heard the Jayhawks live on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's a steal. A steal for Marcus Garrett. He picked the pocket inside of Griffin. Over to Ochai. He wants a three. No. Rebound McCormick. He saves to Garrett and will try it again. Brown for three. Yes. And he cocks back the bow and arrow and lets it fly. The KU lead is 11, and the Fieldhouse is on its feet.
Jayhawks win it 91-71 was the final score last night. Jayhawks sophomore Devon Dodson made a career-high 6 three-pointers on his way to 29 points on the night. Jayhawks get their 800th win all-time in Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. And they were lights out shooting for the game. 57% shooting from the game for KU. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Yeah, we did some good things offensively. I thought we were pretty sharp and crisp. And, you know, to get 50 and a half, you know, you'd think we'd be up more than 10, but we didn't guard them at all and let them get comfortable. And once they got comfortable and got a little confidence, they just shot it unbelievably well. In the second half, they cooled off a little bit, but we shot the ball pretty well the second half also, 5 of 13.
All right, with that win, the Jayhawks now on an 11-game winning streak. KU is now 23-3 on the season. NASCAR racing yesterday, the rain-delayed Daytona 500 takes place. There was a fiery crash on the final lap as Ryan Newman's car got mangled. He was hospitalized in serious condition. He's expected to survive that injury. Denny Hamlin was the winner on a photo finish. Kansas native Clint Bowyer finished in sixth place as the NASCAR season is underway after yesterday's Daytona 500. College baseball, the Kansas State baseball team wins at Texas Rio Grande Valley 9-2 yesterday. Back-to-back wins for K-State to finish up its opening weekend of the season. Speaking of baseball, we have a back-to-back spring sports coaches shows tonight, starting out with WSU baseball coaches show with head coach Eric Wedge at 6 o'clock. And then softball coach Christy Breadbender at 7 o'clock. Listen to those live tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, the Shocker baseball team getting ready for its home opener this weekend at X Stadium under the new head coach, Eric Wedge. Soccer softball team will be taking a trip to Alabama this weekend. And a couple of notes today. Happy birthday to Wichita State pitcher Tyler Green, the former Shocker pitcher. 50 years old today.
Yeah.
Of course, he went on to a nice career in the big leagues. Became an all-star for the Philadelphia Phillies. And he was the last guy that threw a no-hitter for the Shockers. That was 30 years ago.
Tyler, well, we need a couple more of those this year.
Tyler Green is 50 today. And we look back on this day in Shocker basketball history. It was 40 years ago today. The Shockers had a road game at Drake, and they won that game 117-104. Cliff Levingston with 34 points for the Shockers. Antoine Carr with 32 points. So you had two Shockers scoring 30 or more.
Yeah.
That's only happened 3 times in Shocker history, and that was the last time it happened. It was 40 years ago today. Cliff and Antoine paired up for 30. What were the other 2 times the Shocks paired up for 30?
Dave Stallworth and Nate Bowman, that great combination.
Yep, those two guys did that against Marquette in 1964. That's the only time it ever happened at home.
Yeah. And then there was another one.
And the other one in the early 70s, 1973, this was also at Drake, when Bob Wilson and Rich Morsden both scored in excess of 30 points in a win at Drake. It's only happened 3 times in Shocker history.
I remember Bob Wilson, but I don't remember the other guy.
Rich Morsden, a little more in the background.
Yeah.
Not the Shocker that is hugely remembered, but he had his day back in the early 70s.
Apparently he was from Kansas City and maybe a transfer from Hachijuco. Did you find anything more? Because I think
I didn't really.
He might have even played football at Hutch as well. There's a forgotten guy.
Well, Drake apparently didn't care to guard him that, in 1973. So yeah. There you go. A little shocker basketball history for you there. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now, Def Leppard and ZZ Top. Oh. Yep, they're coming to Interest Bank Arena October 5th. I've got a pair of tickets if you'd like to go right now. Give us a call at 869-1330. 869-1330. Def Leppard and ZZ Top. 8:22 now, give it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about the radicalism of Obama. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.